So, new research suggests that almost 6 in 10 parents in Lancashire have not made a will. Some of them have failed to name guardians for their children if, you know, something shocking happens. The survey also says that 40% of us have never considered what would happen to our children if both parents died. Something you don't really think about, I suppose, but perhaps maybe we should. Let's get more now from Stuart Mayer, who's head of wills and probate at Watson Ramsbottom Solicitors. Good morning.
Good morning, Graham.
It's a bit morbid, this, isn't it?
It is a little bit for a Tuesday morning, it yes. Is, but it is an important thing to consider and discuss within the family and ultimately to put your affairs in order.
Yeah, because if you don't really think if both parents die, what happens to the children, do you?
You don't. It's a very common discussion that that I often have, and people don't like to think about where their children would go if they were no longer with us. But it is something that you can give some thought to via your will, and you can pass on your parental rights to your chosen individuals.
Right. So what are you suggesting people should do then?
Well, throughout November, the Will Aid campaign is now into its 26th year.
Wow.
It's raised over £15 million in that period and £2 million last year alone. It goes from strength to strength, and it's a partnership between the legal profession and 9 of the UK's best loved charities.
Yeah.
And every November, local participating solicitors waive their fee.
Wow, that's big. That is a big thing.
They waive their fee for writing a basic will, and instead invite our clients to make a voluntary donation to the Will Aid campaign.
That's a really good idea. And whenever we talk about wills, I always say, oh, I'm going to do it. I haven't yet. It's something that, if the worst happens, you know, I know I'm going to die, but not for a very, very long time. But if the worst happens and something happens next week, you know, as well as the shock to my family, they've got all the other stuff to think about, haven't they? If I had a will, that would make it a little bit easier.
It certainly would. And the last thing certainly parents with vulnerable children want to be worrying about is, if they are gravely ill, is leaving their children with perhaps a legal minefield for the family to work round to make sure that they can be cared for the rest of their rest of the childhood.
Is it easy to do, make a will? Let's say I come in to see you. Is it easy to do?
It's very, very straightforward. The number of people who come to see us who say, I can't believe it is that easy, and I can't believe I've put it off for so long, it is quite remarkable, to be honest. And the Will Aid scheme's a fantastic way of not only getting your own personal affairs in order, but doing it and supporting some of the UK's biggest charities. So
this is through this month. Certain solicitors are waiving their fee, and that fee you're encouraging people to give to charity.
Yeah, there is a suggested donation. It is only a suggestion. You can go up or down from that.
Okay.
It's £95 for an individual and £150 for a couple with mirrored intentions. Your listeners can find details of the participating solicitors at www.willaid.org.uk or by calling the Will Aid hotline on 0300 0300 013.
OK, and we'll pull all that information on our help desk as well. You can call our action team, who are there in their superhero costumes. You can call our help desk team on 0345 305 9000 as the day goes on. We'll put all the information there. Stuart, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Right now, just...